Hello, I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. You know, we've all been there, stuck in a tough negotiation, whether it's with a team member or even a patient. We get so focused on the numbers, on the specific demand, that we completely miss the bigger picture. Well, today, we're going to explore a powerful framework that will help you transform those very situations into real opportunities for growth. So, how do we make that shift? Believe it or not, the answer can be found in a classic desert parable. It's a simple story, but it holds a really profound lesson for us as leaders, a lesson about the power of perspective. And honestly, it holds the key to unlocking so many of the challenges we face in our practices every day. Okay, so the story goes like this. A businessman passes away and leaves his three sons an inheritance of 17 camels. The will is very specific. They have to be divided in fractions, one half, one third, and one ninth. Now, right away, you can see the problem, right? This created an impossible situation. They were stuck with a math puzzle that just couldn't be solved without, you know, harming the camels themselves. Yeah, 17 camels. You can't divide 17 by 2 or by 3 or by 9 without getting fractions of a camel. So the sons were at a complete deadlock. They're arguing, they're frustrated, and they can't honor their father's wishes. And this kind of impasse, it probably sounds familiar, doesn't it? We see it all the time, whether we're negotiating a supplier contract or trying to align on a complex treatment plan with a patient. So as they're arguing, a wise old mentor rides by on her own camel. She sees their dilemma, and she offers a simple, really elegant solution. Now, what's key here is that she doesn't just solve the problem for them. Instead, she temporarily changes the context of the problem by adding a new resource. She adds her camel to the herd, bringing the total to 18. And just like that, with that one simple act, the entire dynamic of the problem shifts. What was totally impossible a moment before suddenly becomes achievable. It's all about that new perspective. And with 18 camels, the math just works. The eldest son takes his half, which is 9. The middle son takes his third, which is 6, and the youngest son takes his ninth, which is 2. But here's the beautiful part. What's 9 plus 6 plus 2? It's 17, the original inheritance. It's brilliant. So after the division is all done, the mentor just takes her camel back and rides away. She solved what seemed unsolvable, not by changing the assets, but by temporarily expanding the frame of reference. And this story, this simple parable, is just a perfect metaphor for the kinds of complex challenges we have to navigate in our practices all the time. Okay, so that's a great story, but how do we actually use this in our own leadership roles? Well, this story is really the foundation of a core principle I use for all kinds of problem solving. I call it finding your 18th camel. And the principle is really this. It's about learning to look past the stated position, you know, the I want this, to find the underlying interest, the why they want it. The 17 camels are the what. The father's desire for a fair distribution is the why. Once you understand that why, you can introduce your own 18th camel to unlock a solution that works for everyone. And here's the crucial insight, the real takeaway. When we find ourselves at an impasse, it is almost always because we are trying to solve the wrong problem. We get stuck arguing about how to divide the 17 camels, when the real problem is figuring out a way to make the whole situation work for everyone involved. All right, let's bring this into the real world. How does this apply to a leadership challenge we all face in our practices? Let's take the classic example. An employee comes to you asking for a raise. So I actually had this exact scenario happen. A great team member came to me and her stated position was clear. I need a pay raise. Now, if I had just focused on that number, on the salary, I would have missed the whole point. After we talked for a bit, I discovered her underlying interest, the real problem. Her car was unreliable, and she desperately needed a way to get to work consistently. And once I understood her true need, we could get creative. We found our 18th camel. Instead of just a raise, we looked into a company car. This solved her root problem, transportation, immediately. And it turned out to be a more tax-efficient solution for the practice than just a straight salary bump. That is a true win-win, and it only happened because we looked beyond that initial request. Now, this isn't just about team negotiations. This exact same narrow mindset can really limit our growth and the opportunities we have in our patient consultations. It usually shows up as hidden assumptions, assumptions that can actually stop us from providing the best care we possibly can. Think about this for a second. Let's say a family came in years ago for their first child, and due to finances, they declined a premium treatment plan. Now their second child needs care. Does your team just automatically assume they're going to make that same choice again? Because that assumption, that fixed mindset, could be a very costly mistake for both the patient and the practice. This is why we have to rely on robust systems, not on our own assumptions. People's circumstances change dramatically. Our job, our responsibility, is to follow a standardized process for every single consultation. Treat it as brand new. Present the full range of options, every time, without bias. That's the only way to ensure we're delivering the best care based on where that patient is today. Okay, so let's flip this around for a second. This isn't just a tool for us as leaders. We can and should empower our team members to use this very same principle to advocate for themselves. When you do that, you start to build a culture that's all about mutual benefit and proactive problem solving. Just look at the difference here. The ineffective approach is, I deserve a raise because I've been here 10 years. That's all about entitlement and looking backward. The win-win proposal, though, is a total game changer. It says, look, I want to take on this new responsibility, which I know will save the practice this much time or money. This investment in me is going to directly benefit the entire practice. See the shift? It's not an argument. It's a business case. All right, to wrap things up, I want to share one last strategic insight. It's a simple but incredibly profound psychological trigger that really underpins all successful communication and negotiation. It all comes down to the power of one single word, because. There was a famous experiment by a Harvard psychologist named Ellen Langer. Her team went to a library and tested the best way to cut in line for a busy photocopier. And what they found reveals something absolutely fascinating about human nature and the simple power of providing a reason for your request. So, check this out. When someone just asked, "Can I use the copier?" they had about a 60% success rate. But when they added the word "because" and gave a reason, and get this, even a ridiculous reason like, "Because I need to make some copies," the success rate jumped from 60% all the way up to 94%. It's incredible. The takeaway here is so clear. As human beings, we are just wired for context. We need to understand the why behind a request. So whether you're explaining a treatment plan to a patient or proposing a new system to your team, always give them the because. It frames the entire discussion and is absolutely critical for getting buy-in. So I'll leave you with this question to think about. Where is your next 18th camel? In your practice, with your team, maybe even in your own career? Where is that deadlock, that argument over the 17 camels that is just waiting for you to step back and find a new perspective? I think you'll find the solution is often much closer than you think.